It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of In This League on FNTSY. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. You can find me on Twitter at Bogman Sports. I am joined by my friendo, KC Bubba. You can find him on Twitter at BDNTrick. And how many podcasts are you doing right now a week?
A week. Well, this baseball season's over, so it's slowed down a bit, but still about 5-6 at least, if not more. Just busy stuff, fun stuff. The newest and the brightest of them all is the Fantrax DFS show on the Fantrax Radio Network, and then my baby's Benched with Bubba, where I do baseball, football, fantasy, and just some other fun stuff whenever I feel like it. It's so much fun.
It's so much fun. That's exactly how I describe it.
You had no idea how long I've been wanting to do that.
Well, look, if it's so much fun, just let us know. It's so much fun. I had a listener on my Thursday night stream, which I pushed off of Halloween to do Monday this week. So I was live with the black cat, you know.
It's fitting. The father of the kittens.
That's
it was live. Did you bring your cats into the room to show them the footage, like a play-by-play? Like, they cut left here. See how this happened, guys?
Yeah.
And they went right and juked here.
No, they were snoring. Like, Captain has actually started snoring. So
he's in that age.
Yeah. He's rolled over on his back like an old man. He started snoring and stuff. But where was I going with this? I was on my stream and I had a listener send me a message that said that they wrote a poem called So Much Fun that was used in some advertising. I think it was in St. Louis. And wow. It was in St. Louis. He wrote a poem called So Much Fun, and he got the So Much Fun idea from me. And he wrote a poem called So Much Fun, and it's on, I think he worked for public transportation. It's one of the, it's like on the bus stops and stuff. So
we need a t-shirt.
We absolutely. I mean, I need a frame. You know, yes. He needs to send it to me. So I'll frame that bitch. Let's go.
The ITL reach is long and far.
That's right. Well, I don't know. It might be wide, but it's not long. So but anyway, we've got normally I pick games with the Welsh and then we have Bubba come on and pick games and I give you props. But we're going to both break down these games here because I have to pick them too. The first one up this week Kansas City at Tennessee. This line has moved a bunch because we weren't sure that Patrick Mahomes is going to play, and now he is playing. So the line is Kansas City by 6 on the road to Tennessee, and the over is 48. How do you see this one playing out?
Tennessee and the over, please.
Tennessee and the over. I'm going to take Kansas City, and I'm also going to take the over. So why don't you break down for me why you're taking Tennessee?
I'm taking Tennessee for A, the backdoor cover. B, as much as we just talked bad about Mike Vrabel and company, he seems to play well in these type of games against big-time offenses. He's played well versus New England and some of these other teams. He can keep games close. He can slow games down. Mahomes will get his, but Henry's going to do his damage. Tannehill, even he's been able to come from behind. So I can see Tennessee somehow finding their way into a cover.
Now, do you think – I understand the Tennessee side, but I feel like I see it from a different angle. If I'm picking Tennessee, I think it's because maybe Patrick Mahomes came back a little too quick. And it's not that they're going to limit him, but he's just not going to have all of the mobility to do what he does, you know, run around and throw that crazy pass to Mecole Hardman and stuff like that. So he's going to have to dump the ball off a little bit quicker and things like that. I just don't know that they would let him come back in a year where they're real good unless he was all the way back and looked good in practice. So that's why I'm on the Kansas City side as far as the spread goes here.
Yeah, there's no reason to bring him back early. I 100% agree with you, Matt Moore. It's like an echo in here. Has been good enough. He could have played again this week without an issue. There was no need to bring him back. So I think the fact Mahomes is back, he's ready to go. Heck, we saw how he ran out there to celebrate the game-winning field goal last week. He moved better than I do, so I think that leg's okay. I think we're good.
Yeah, he would have moved better than me.
I set the bar real high on that one.
He would have moved better than me with the dislocated kneecap, so probably got to the locker room quicker than I would have, that's for sure. But, I mean, this is going to be a fun game to watch, and, I mean, I like, you know, the later the season gets, the more I like Derrick Henry. Because he really starts running downhill. You get some of those tired defenses. We saw it on that late Thursday night football game last year where the Jaguars just didn't want to tackle. They were sick of losing. They were bad. And they didn't want to put in the effort to take down a giant like Derrick Henry. So he really starts rolling downhill late in the year. So I'm excited about him. But on the prop bets here, I put Patrick Mahomes' pass yards at 300 coming back out the gate here. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, I'll take the over. It goes in our theory. If they're going for the gusto, he's going to be a part of it. So give me Pat Mahomes over.
Now, how about Derrick Henry rush yards? I put this at 90. I considered going a little bit lower, but I don't know. I think if you're going to beat the Chiefs, which is, you know, what they're coming into to mind to do here, you have to keep the ball away from the Kansas City offense. So a lot of Derrick Henry I expect in this game. And I set his yards at 90. Maybe that's a little too low.
It's a good number because he's going to be a part of the passing and the running game. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds. I will take the over because, like you said, you want to be able to establish the run to stay in this football game. And you can beat the Chiefs with your running backs, with your tight ends. That middle of the field is usually open. Henry can get there if they stick with him.
Travis Kelce catches. I put him back up to 6. I think it probably needs to be 6. Getting him back more involved to open up everybody else and open up that running game too. I mean, you know, whatever loser is starting here, whether it's Damian Williams or LeSean McCoy, and I was totally in on McCoy, and now I think he's just cooked. I'm done with him. You can drop him in most of your leagues here, but I think Kelce needs to open up the middle here, so I put him at 6 catches.
Great number, as always. I'll take the over. I think it's real close to 6. I'll take the over in this one. I think they do need to establish that. If they're, you know, maybe they get some pressure on Mahomes early, getting it out quickly. Kelce's your guy for that.
Now, if I gave you the hook, your favorite, said 6.5, would you still go over? Or do you think 6 is probably the number?
6 is the number, but I'm stubborn, so I'd still go over, yes.
Well, I mean, come on. That's great strategy.
Nothing like getting hooked, Bogman.
That's right. Get hooked. Buffalo at Cleveland. Cleveland is a 3-point favorite in this game. 40 is the over. I believe this is the lowest one of the week. One of the lowest, if not the lowest. But how do you see this game playing out?
This is a weird one because you could see it just being a complete, you know, Big Ten football game. But otherwise, these two teams can move the ball, surprisingly, contrary to beliefs. I'm going to go Cleveland and the over in this one. It's just a weird game. I do think that we see a little bit more flow in the offense. Maybe Hunt's the reason why. Maybe Baker figures it out this week. But I also like the way Buffalo can move the football. It's going to be really interesting, but Cleveland and the over.
I'm going to go with the over, too, but I'm going to take Buffalo. I just can't. Like, I want to see Cleveland do it first. They haven't put together that. Well, they put together one full game, and that was against the Ravens, and that was a division rival. They are at home in this game, but you got to think there's something with confidence here. And Baker, who never seems to lack for confidence, but is it almost laughable to see him do all these stupid progressive commercials and then watch him throw interceptions in between the commercials? It's, I mean, I enjoy it every single time. And Oklahoma Sooner Brown, give me those mistakes all the time. I love seeing it, and I am relishing in it. But I think that Buffalo just plays hard. And I don't know if Cleveland is in the right frame of mind. They're kind of fragile right now to go up against a team that is going to punch you in the mouth immediately. Like, you're not going to get a break from this team. So they're a hard-nosed grinder, and I think they're going to beat Cleveland. But straight up, I would take Buffalo straight up as well.
Ooh, look at you.
But I'm not I don't know if I put a bunch of hard-earned money on it, because at some point the Cleveland offense is going to explode.
Exactly.
I just don't think it's this week against Buffalo. I think it's probably, you know, against Pittsburgh, and then they got Miami coming up, like we just went through their schedule. So I think it's more likely that they break out in one of those games. But these prop bets are fun for this one. And
Yeah. We
talked about John Brown a little bit earlier. I put his receiving yards at 70. And while you talked about, I asked you if he's good, you said yes, but he's frustrating because he's over 10 points almost every week, but he only has two touchdowns on the year. And he has the one 100 yard game, which was week one. So I'm going to set it at 70 for him against the Browns. How do you think that plays out?
I'm going to stick with my guns here. I'm going to go over. So if the game goes over, it's because John Brown does something big. So give me the over.
Is John Brown scoring a touchdown this week?
John Brown's going for 100 and a score.
Whoa, look at that. I think yes. John Brown, 100 and a score, is more ballsy than Buffalo straight up.
Sup.
Sup. Sup. Sup. You just crap on teacher's desk, Cartman? Sup. Sup.
Sup, sup.
Sup, what's up? I always think of either Cartman saying sup, sup, or Miss Tasty. Sub Miss Tasty. What's up? What's
up? Miss Tasty. I think Jimmy G's next thing instead of baby should be sup.
Sup. Sup.
Sup.
You should get Miss Tasty on the sideline over there. Katrina Bowden, by the way.
Oh, that'd be amazing. That would just blow this whole thing up. Like, if it ever works out for Jimmy G, they need to send him to the XFL. I think, or he needs to go commentate lingerie football or something. He can have a lot of fun with that. You know,
my God.
It'd be a smoke show covering smoke shows. It'd be amazing.
That is hilarious. Kareem Hunt touches. I put it 10 for this week.
Yeah, no wonder you picked 10. You talked about it in the first segment. It all makes sense now, you sneaky guy, you. I'm going to go under.
Under 10.
I still think they ease him into it a little more. 10's a good number, but I think they ease him into it. I think they still need Chubb. He's that guy. He's one of those big backs that needs the workload to get it going. And I, like we saw with Henry for years, I'd be scared they ruin that with this.
Yeah, and I think that's what people are panicking a little bit too much about. Like, even it, you know, Kareem Hunt can absolutely be a starter. That's great. But I think Chubb is your table setter and then your closer. So you want.
Let's think of it this way. Can't Hunt be a better Duke Johnson in this Browns offense?
Yeah, much better. So.
But like the same type of role is what I'm saying, but it's more talented.
Yeah, but the problem is that. That people see that and then they go, well, yeah, he can be a he can do that, but can't Nick Chubb be Sonny Michel? You know what I mean? No.
Where you want to be touchdown dependent? Is that what you want?
That yeah, well, that's what it might be. So we have to see how it plays out. That's the whole point. So yeah. I think you're right. I think 10 is about the number that I would go with, but I would not be shocked to see him go under. I would be more surprised to see him go well over that into like 13 or 14 territory than I would to see him get six, you know, five or six touches instead. So we'll see. I mean, I think we'll know fairly early, yes. You know, in this game. And I put Mayfield pass yards at 240.
I'm going to go over. Like, I do think the Cleveland offense moves it a bit this week, and he'll definitely get his.
Now, what aggravates me about local television here, Bubba, is that, you know, I live in Arizona, so we get the Cardinals. And when they put the Steelers on after the Cardinals, DirecTV won't recognize that the game isn't on immediately. So it'll take like 5 minutes for it to pop up on the DirecTV channel. They've been better about it recently. So, and I haven't had this situation yet this year, but the Steelers are nationally televised, or they're televised locally for me right after the Cardinals game. And this game has the highest over of the week. They're going to score the most points. It's going to take the longest, and it's probably going to go to overtime, knowing my luck here. But the spread is Tampa Bay by 4.5. The over is 52 in this game. How do you see this one going?
Hey, Bugs, where?
Oh, whatever. What, you know what I pay for the NFL package? Come on. I only got one kidney left. I had to sell my kidney to buy this thing.
Yeah, if you guys have been to Scottsdale, there's a glowing market for that over there. definitely is. But this game, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. I really, really like this game, Arizona-Tampa Bay. I think offense galore. I think it's a good game for Kyler Murray. It's almost like it's Jameis Winston and his mini-me out there. They're going to wing it all over the place, might throw some interceptions, might throw for 400 yards still. There's just a lot to like about this, and the running backs are going to get in the way. But give me Arizona and the over.
AZ and the over.
Tampa Bay wins, but Arizona covers.
Man, this is a fun game here.
There's so many ways this can go, and it's like, you know, the bad part is our expectations are so high. It's probably going to be like a, you know, 21-17.
Oh, this is 100% a trap game. This game is definitely going to be 21-16, something like that, you know. I'm going to take the Cardinals in the over, too, because the Cardinals' defense has stepped up a little bit recently, and you don't need much, you know, to force Jameson into mistakes. So I'll take the Cardinals
in the over. Did you just call him Whiskey? Jameson?
I might have called him Jameson. That would have been the first time I've done that, because Welsh has gone 1 week and I start doing his bits here. Jameson is what Welsh calls him all the time. And Mason.
Sometimes he doesn't look drunk when he's throwing the ball around, so it makes sense.
And Justin Mason called him Jamias the first time. I'm like, Jamias? Come on, I didn't know you watched no college football at all, Mason. It's Jameis, and he was cracking up. And I'm like, Jamias, come on, man.
Is he being serious with Jamias?
Yeah, it was being serious. It was the year he was drafted, so it was a while ago.
We went for the Heisman. You should know this name by now.
Well, you see it on paper.
And, you know, sitting on top of tables in the common, like, you need to know this guy.
Well, it's kind of like... Yeah, you ever watch, there was this bit on How I Met Your Mother where they talk about how adults, for whatever reason, will just miss something. Like, in their education, they'll just not know something, you know. They had one of the main characters saying, pronouncing chameleon chameleon. And, like, he just never heard it spoken. I remember when I first started reading the Game of Thrones books, I was like, what is Enoch here? And I'm like, that's eunuch. I had no idea. I was like, what is Enoch?
What you usually watch on TV does not involve any eunuchs, so you're
no,
pretty much
it's
good.
Not. Yeah, I mean, I haven't crossed that path yet, so yet. I mean, we're working on it, but I'll get there someday, but no eunuchs for me.
I have faith.
Marked as safe from eunuchs here. What about I put Mike Evans receiving yards at 100.
Over, please.
Over. Rush attempts for Ronald Jones, I put at 14.
This is terrifying, but we saw he got, 16 or 17 last week. I'll go over again. I think Bruce Arians, we know he likes to use his running backs. He's going to make a point here. When he announced that Ronald's our guy, he's going to make a point to give him the ball.
David Johnson said he's 100% suiting up. I put him at 50.
Yeah, I'm also 100% underweight. So there's a lot of fun stuff like that. I'm going to go. This is terrifying. I'm going to go over, because if he plays, he'll go over. But This reminds me so much of a few weeks ago when Chase Edmonds went nuts.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. So I think it could be a huge Kenyon Drake day, but I'm with you. I'm
please
going
God, no.
On the over for that, too. But we got to hit a break here, but we'll come back breaking down more of these games. ITL on FNTSY, we'll be right back.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back. It's In This League on FNTSY. Hour two. We are breaking down the games here. It's me and my buddy Casey Bubba. And you can find us on the Twitter at Bogman Sports, at BD Entrick. All kinds of podcasts for you. We just brought baseball stuff back. You like the... we skipped the book this year, Bubba, and we're doing mini pods instead. You think that's a good idea there? How do you like that?
Yeah, first off, my condolences. I get to be a part of the book one time and it ends. My apologies there. Don't tell Joe Pizza P. I still want to write for the Black Book. But yeah, I like the idea because I'm always a guy that likes to talk instead of write stuff anyways. So I like the idea of you guys, you know, you're laying it all out there. People get what they want and they can listen to it when they want. They don't have to get it all at once. I think it's a good concept. And I hope it comes well received.
Yeah, you know, I opened up with my, you know, Mike Trout is the easiest person to defend anyway. But I opened up defending Mike Trout, and I'm, you know, just kind of making my points here. And then here comes Welsh with an accent and well thought out plan and everything. And I'm like, man, I think I'm going to have to step it up. I'm going to have to work on accents, apparently. So we'll see how it goes moving forward. But we did our first couple this week. You can check them out on the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast, where we did the triple threat match from the number one overall pick between Acuña, Yelich and Trout, and then we did Mookie Betts versus Cody Bellinger. So fun debates already in baseball, and it's never too early to start prepping. So just want to let you guys know about those. But let's get into more of this football, and we've got the Black Cat Bowl here, Bubba.
Oh,
it
man.
Is the Giants at the Jets. I know you're excited about it. I can tell by that voice. Oh, man. Yep, yeah. You're excited about it. The Giants are 2.5-point favorites. 44.5 is the over here. This game is difficult to select. I think I'm going to go with the Giants just because there's something wrong with Sam Darnold right now, and I don't know what it is, but they need to figure it out. I'm going to take the under because I struggle to know if either of these teams is going to score consistent points here. So I'm going to take the Giants and the under. I think this is a low-scoring game. You know, they might trade the ball at the 50 a bunch in this one. So hopefully the turnovers that are inevitable don't happen. They're not pick sixes or near the end zone or anything. So Giants and the under for me. What say you?
Yeah, this is a bad one. It's like you see two scenarios happening where it's just offense palooza because neither team can play defense. But then you remember who the quarterbacks are and you start to take a few steps back. I'm going to take Giants in the over because that's still only like 24-21. That's not crazy. But give me Giants in the over on this one. This is just bad football. It's you mentioned something's wrong with Darnold's head. It's like if you put Sam Darnold and Trubisky in a room together to come out with one quarterback, I don't know. It's real confusing right now. I'd love to be their shrink. I think you make a lot of money on those two. But, yeah, give me the Giants in the over.
Man, yeah. Who was it? Was it Lev Bell that was so pissed off about the ghost comment? You know.
Yeah, well, and I don't blame him. That's the NFL doing them dirty. Like there's a point, and I've heard Pat McAfee and others talk about it. Like you almost don't want to be the guy that's mic'd up because you feel bad. You have to like walk around and warn everybody that you're mic'd up. It's like a bad situation. And they're also supposed to kind of regulate through the team what gets put out there. They did not in that scenario.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I guess either way you cut it, it's an Essie move. So
yes.
to put it up there, but I don't know. I kind of like the honesty behind it. But I think it's something where you save that, and if Sam Darnold finishes off the year great, you say, well, look, he went from this moment to this moment. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then you play it. You don't play it live. But
and clarify that it's slang. It's like NFL slang that they use when they're seeing defenses. It wasn't that he was like scared to death that he's just like lost. It was like slang they use on the sidelines. I even heard other, you know, defensive backs report how messed up it was because this is just common verbiage that people use. And it's like when a baseball player calls a curveball an Uncle Charlie, it's little things like that.
Right.
He got screwed.
Yeah. It's like when the Welsh talks about imaging and mid rolls and pre rolls. I'm like, nobody knows what you're talking about. So
I mean, it's like when you say the double Western bacon and most people have no clue.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, hey, look, just give me a four. Okay. And they don't know what that is, but the good people, Carl's Jr. Know what a four is. They know exactly what it is, and they know my face and hair. So I said that I was going to make like a goodbye video, and I still just have not brought myself to go back over there.
If you could, you need to get the Welsh or someone to record you so you can walk in and shake everyone's hand. like a real like goodbye, like give everybody like a good thank you for your help and everything.
They did a massive employee turnover like a week before I was done.
I remember there was a couple turnovers there a few times.
Well, I was like legit pissed one time because I'm like, all right, I got to go get stupid Carl Schneider. I might as well make it my meal because I hated it when they lost on Tuesdays, except for when they were like buy one, get one double bacon Wednesdays. That was all right. But when they lose on Tuesdays, Wednesday is my long record day. So I would have like this hour window to go there. And it takes 15 minutes to get there, 15 minutes to get back. So that's a half hour plus however long they're going to take at the window. So I was legit pissed waiting on my food. So I don't know if anyone now would recognize me. So we'll see, you know, how places like that turn over employees a ton. But I think my idea for one, and you can tell me, and you know, just between us and this entire audience, I was thinking of making it one where instead of the Carl's Jr. burger, we pan and I'm eating a gyro from the gyro place right next door that I've wanted to try all year. So
that would be good. Or you go back to your that would be really good. Or you go back to your friendly neighborhood, your favorite that you like to go to all the time. You go to Whataburger and Clint, like, welcome back. Thanks for having me back or something. Like, make some, like, she took me back. You know, she was mad because I cheated on her for this whole year, but she took me back. Like, you could have a lot of fun with this. I'm telling you.
Well, what I really want to do is go and get one of those Popeye sandwiches, but I don't really feel like getting stabbed.
About to say, what is wrong with people? See, like, okay. I'll be the first to tell you, I've never had Chick-fil-A, I've never had Popeyes. I've never had either one. And the main reason is I don't live near one. They're not around me. So I've never had a chance. But is it really worth it, people? Like, I'm a big dude. I love chicken sandwiches. I get, like, the Bacon Ranch from Carl's Jr., big fan. There's a lot, the spicy McChicken for, like, 99 cents, big fan. So I'll do these things. Are these worth it?
Well, Chick-fil-A is fantastic. I mean, it really is good. And the nice thing about Chick-fil-A is you can see a long-ass line, and you know 15 minutes max. That's what it's going to take you because, I mean, their employees are great. They barely screw anything up. I have, I think, you know, I'll just let you know that I've had two orders messed up at Chick-fil-A. Now, everybody imagine how often I go to Chick-fil-A. It's often. So two orders messed up ever there. So not bad at all. Whereas, you know, I don't know, it was like maybe 30% something wrong when I went to Carl's Jr. So, you know, it's just they hire good people and they keep them for a long time, too. But Popeyes is good. It's fine, but it's not special. You know what I mean? I kind of always thought that those fried chicken places were almost the same, you know, and I know people have hardcore opinions on KFC versus Church's versus Popeyes. I don't know. They're all kind of similar to me. Fried chicken is good. It's hard to screw up.
I've had KFC and I think it's really good. Like I'll chow down on that all day. So maybe what I do when I on my voyages over the next few days and I'll be driving through places with Popeyes and Chick-fil-A's, I might have to do an experiment. I might have to see what it's all about. We'll see how it goes.
At least get to one of them. I mean, if the line is insane at Popeyes, which it will be unless they're out of the sandwich, apparently, then skip it and go to Chick-fil-A. You know, everyone's doing the Popeyes video right now. You can be the contrarian. And
so if I go to Chick-fil-A, what do I get? What do you recommend?
Dude, I just get the number one. I don't like pickles. All the chicken sandwiches come with pickles there.
Yeah, I'm not a pickles guy either.
So I get a number one, no pickles, large Coke. It comes with waffle fries. And then
waffle fries. This place sounds great.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. Come on, man. You need to, like, you're like, there's not one by me. I'm like, well, maybe you need to start one by you.
Well, they're opening one 40 minutes away, and I work in that area all the time.
Oh,
and
it's supposed
to be open by next February. So if people thought I was fat in my old YouTube videos, like my Lanta, what's about to take place next year, it's the year of the Chick-fil-A, apparently, and Bubba's going to die. So.
Oh, man, that's going to be a lot of fun. But
I might have to force myself to eat there every time the Giants lose next year.
That's not a good bit, dude. I don't recommend it. the Chick-fil-A sauce is good. It's kind of a tangier honey mustard, but I like the Polynesian sauce is my favorite. It's like this orangey sauce. So that's what I would go with if you're getting sauces at Chick-fil-A. So, but we both picked the Giants in the over. I don't know how we got the chicken from here, but we did.
Because we couldn't eat cats. Wrong country.
Very wrong country. Any country with me in it is the wrong country to be eating cats. So Daniel Jones passing yards, I put it at 250 against the Jets.
I'll go over. You saw what Fitzmagic did. They're going to throw the ball. A lot of it might be Saquon Barkley getting screen passes, but he'll go over.
Saquon, I put his total yards at 100 because I think you just have to at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to go over. He's been actually rather disappointing this year, and that's a DFS topic, but I'll go over.
Well, he's been banged up, too. Jameson Crowder catches at 6.
Over. I think he's going to get a lot of easy passes because this Giants defense, the pass rush is getting better, so they're going to get rid of the ball quickly. Crowder's perfect for that.
Now, the next game here is the Falcons on the road against the Saints. The Saints are 13-point favorites. The Falcons have looked horrid this year. 51.5 is the over here. And which game do you think scores more, this one or Arizona and Tampa Bay?
I want it to be Arizona and Tampa Bay, but like we know that could be the dud. This game's not going to be a dud. This right. one's going to happen. I still think Arizona Tampa is the one you want the over for, though.
So how are you picking this game? I really like the Saints, but this is a big line.
Yeah, it's Atlanta and the over. We've seen Matty Ice in garbage time. Matty Ice is playing this week. He's going to – that back door is going to be so wide open at the end. You could see, you know, Julio or someone sneak – Hooper, someone sneaking in at the end. They'll lose by like 10.
Right, yeah. I'm going to go with you. I think that's too many points. I like the Saints. I think the Saints are absolutely – they got to be the top Super Bowl contender in the NFC right now. I mean, I like the Niners, but – I don't know.
Niners haven't played anybody.
Maybe it should be the Niners, but they've got it tough coming up. They got a tough
schedule. Monday night's going to prove a lot.
It is. You're absolutely right about that. I put the over at Julio Jones receiving yards at 80.
If I'm thinking this game goes over, I think there's a backdoor chance Julio goes over 80 yards.
Alvin Kamara coming off the injury. I'm starting him everywhere. I think I own him in like three spots, but I'm starting him everywhere I have him. And are you worried about him at all? I put the total yards at 100.
No, the same thing we talked about with Patrick Mahomes. The Saints are in control. They're going to win this game. There's no need to bring him back unless he's healthy. He's practicing. He's going to be fine. I'll go over on this one, but I still think Lat Murray has a big impact. I think we're going to see a lot more games down the stretch here like we saw when it was Kamara and Ingram, where both were very fantasy viable. I think you'll see it from both of these guys going forward.
Yeah, Joe brought up that point on the Black Book where he said that you could probably fire up him and Latavius Murray, and I agreed with him. So I'm with you on that one. Drew Brees, pass yards. This might over. Be the easiest one I've said. I didn't give you a number. Over. I put it at 300.
Going for 150. Brees is going crazy.
If I put it at 350, what would you say?
Over.
What if I put it at 375?
He's going for 400.
400. Yes. You're just calling.
He's going. The Atlanta Falcons secondary cannot stop a Colt.
Yeah. Well, you're probably right. moving over. This might be the easiest game of the week to pick. Baltimore on the road against Cincinnati. Fire up that escalator of sadness. The Baltimore Ravens are favored by 10. 44.5 is the over. I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to go Baltimore in the over, and I think they might get the 45 by themselves.
I'm with you. I'm going to take Baltimore in the over, but it is weird when I was doing my DFS shows. We did look back when they played in Baltimore earlier this year as 23-17. Do you have any slight concerns there?
Nope. No.
Because of the new quarterback?
Yeah, because of Fit Finley. I'm absolutely going with Cincinnati or with Baltimore because Cincinnati just doesn't know who they are at this point. And they're kind of cooked. I mean, they're 0-8. I think this might be a one and done year for Zach Taylor. They got to get on their horse and win like three or four games down the stretch here. And that means basically going 500 the rest of the season. And that's not going to happen for this team. They are too banged up. They got in a fight with one of their Cordy Glenn, their offensive lineman. AJ Green now is not going to play this game. And he's saying, look, if the Bengals don't want to re-sign me, there's 32 teams. I'll find someone that fits. So they should have traded AJ Green. It's an absolute mess in Cincinnati. And while I want to say they're the most dysfunctional franchise, until the Redskins change their name, it's still the Redskins. But I don't know. It's going to be, to me, this game is an absolute ass kicking. A couple maybe pick sixes. Look, Marcus Peters is trash, but he'll take a pick back for a touchdown. He did it against Seattle on Russell Wilson's first interception of the year, too. So I just think Baltimore absolutely hammers them and dominates this game.
And no letdown from that Patriots beatdown?
Nah, because Lamar's just... I just don't think Lamar's going to let that happen. So,
yeah, I'm with you. I love the Stones. We saw it in the Seattle game and in this past week, the fourth down plays. Like, they're not even thinking about it now. It's like, Lamar, go do you, buddy.
Yeah, no. They're like freaking awesome. Texas high school football team. Nah, we don't have a punter. Lamar Jackson, total yards, I put it 270 for this game for you.
Over.
Over. If I put it at 300, would you go over?
Total yards, yes.
Mark Ingram rush yards, 90.
Under. I'm just never a believer in Ingram. I think Jackson takes too much away from him. I know Ingram has his games, but I'll take the under.
I just think if they're winning, he's going to go way over because he'll get those, you know, garbage yards, chew him up at the end. Although they might give him the Justice Hill or somebody else. Tyler Boyd catches at 5.
I'm going to go under. I think Andrew Erickson has the week.
Ah, Alex Erickson, you mean?
Alex Erickson, sorry. Yeah, Erickson.
Yeah, the white guy. I got
yes,
you.
Yes, the streaky white guy.
The go cracker. Yeah, give yes. him the yards. But that's... we got to take a break here, but we'll be right back with more In This League on FNTSY, breaking down these games for Week 10. Stick with us.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering
and...
In This League.
Break it down.
Hello and welcome back. It's the last segment of Hour 2 of In This League on FNTSY. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. I'm joined by Casey Bubba. We are talking about these... Week 10 games here. Can you believe it's already week 10? We're already up to the double digits here.
Already past the halfway mark. It's crazy. We're on the second half of the season. We're in the Derrick Henry path to success right now.
Now, I am literally asking this question with no offense intended, but...
Oh, it's always good when someone sets it up
know,
with that.
I yeah, know.
Yeah. Well, to be totally honest with you.
Like, you're gotcha. Yeah. But do you look more forward to when you know your team is going to be... what the Dolphins are this year. Are you more looking forward to like watching the games or the draft? And, you know, especially because you guys have traded some talent this year and you're going to have a ton of picks in the draft and the draft is in Vegas. Maybe we're going to be hanging out for it. So are you more looking forward to watching the team play and seeing like what guys are going to help you in the future? Or are you more looking forward to the draft to see what guys your team is going to pick?
It's kind of a combination of both. I know it's the easy way out. Like, honestly, I have not watched a full Dolphins game outside of Monday Night Football this year. I have not made a point to do that. But I'm still watching football every weekend because that's what fantasy is beautiful for. And it keeps us in line. I am watching more college, if you want to know about that, because I am actually curious about that. I know there's a good buddy of mine named Scott Bogman that does some college podcasts as well that'll keep you informed on those things. But the games I prefer to watch are the Pittsburgh Steelers because every time they lose, it increases a draft pick we got. So that's always very – oh, sorry. Don't, I didn't mean to be rude.
Oh, yeah. Just not insulting at all.
I forgot to preface that one. Sorry.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, look, the difference is I had no idea we're going to be so bad going into this year.
Hey, on the bright side, Minka's won you guys like two games that you guys shouldn't have won. So dude, it's actually
– that was worth it. That was worth
it's hurting the Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't know that it's hurting the Dolphins because it's like, you know, if you get someone just as good, regardless of what the position is, you get someone just as good, you're just going to get a couple extra years out of them. So, you know, you don't want a wasted good year of Minka Fitzpatrick on a team that's going to win one or two games. You know, so I understand both sides. And it just really depends on who the draft pick is there. But you can't – the thing that you can't do is take a safety there. Like, because then those guys are going to be compared for the rest of their careers, which is why, like, when the Giants had that pick late in the first round, I was like, well, there's no way they can take a wideout here. They can't go and take N'Keal Harry, because if they take N'Keal Harry with this pick that they traded OBJ for, that guy is going to be compared to OBJ for the rest of his career. And that's just dumb. It's setting yourself up for failure to do something like that. So, you know, a little
instead, they just drafted the same. They drafted Eli Manning, so we're good.
Well, that wasn't even the pick.
Earlier pick.
They took DeAndre Baker, who's been getting torched by everybody. That was who they used with that Browns pick for, I think.
You're right.
I could be mistaken. It might have been the Christian Wilkins pick, but or the Dexter Lawrence pick, but we'll see. But this game coming up here, Carolina at Green Bay, and they're going in opposite directions, it seemed, according to last week. Carolina looked good in their victory. Green Bay got humbled by the Chargers. But Green Bay is still a touchdown favorite in this one at home. 48's the over. How do you see this one going?
This is going to be interesting because the weather is supposed to be nice on this rosy Sunday. But all week it's been snowing, and it's Wisconsin football at its finest at Lambeau. It's going to be interesting. I still think that this is a good get-right spot for Green Bay. I think Carolina can do their things. But give me Green Bay and the under in this one.
Green Bay and the under. Oh, man. So I'm definitely going with Green Bay because they're at home, like you said. Going to be a little cold. But I'm struggling on the over-under here because I think that line is about perfect.
Yeah, it's real good.
I'm going to go with the over as well. You know, that's what do they say? You know, the better say life's too short to bet the under. So let's go with the over in this one. Now, Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones, they both get right. One of them get right. Who's doing it?
They both get right. You can take advantage of Carolina with the running game and passing the running backs. The running backs can thrive against Carolina, and Rodgers will get his. It's just like we talked about earlier, he's way too determined. He's saying all the right things. He knows how bad last week was, and if anybody can fix that thing, it's a guy like Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers' salary for a year or a year of Olivia Munn?
With what we talked about in the break, you can get a lot of Olivia Munn lookalikes with Aaron Rodgers' salary. So, and they don't talk back. I'm going to go with the salary.
You know, I made a character on an ITL secret show named Massage Nito instead of Magneto. I think you may have just overtaken his persona. I love it. I would go with the salary as well. So
yes.
If we're breaking it down, I mean, it's, yes. It's an important question. So
I get more specific, but that's for another time.
That's another time. Right. So,
yes.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Sorry, Welsh. Bubba got us fired from the radio. He did 1 week. So that was it. Look, if anyone's going to get us fired, it's going to be me. So, Aaron Rodgers pass yards, 275.
I'm going to go over in this one.
Over, yeah. I mean, if he's getting right against the Panthers, too, I think over is a good play here. How about CMC total yards? I'm going to put it at 150.
It's like we talked about it, I think, every week now. You just got to take the over because he's too good. It's just he gets the ball 30-plus times a game.
Now, this one is more difficult. I wasn't sure who to pick. I mean, Devontae Adams, if he's healthy, we know he's going to go crazy. So I didn't want to put a line on him. Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams have been split, and that's kind of weird. But Curtis Samuel receiving yards, I put it at 65 yards. I feel like he usually gets around there, but he's been dependent on the touchdown this year. So how do you see Curtis Samuel playing this week?
Yeah, it's a good number. He's a volume, small yardage guy. I'll take the under in this one, but it's interesting. Him and DJ Moore are both getting good volume. Just the production varies.
Yeah, I've got some choices in my guillotine league. So Curtis Samuel, I could roll with, but we'll see. Detroit at Chicago here. Chicago 2.5-point favorite against Detroit. 41.5 is the over here. Is that right? Is Chicago really favored?
Yeah, because there's still people in that big city that believe that they're a good team, and or they just believe Detroit's that bad.
Well, Detroit just lost to Oakland, so
yeah. But that was a good game, and we talked about it. Oakland's a lot better. I'll take the bait here and give me Detroit and give me the under.
Detroit and the under. All right, I'm gonna go with Detroit. Oh God, the over under. Usually, I'm good at those too. I was 9-4 on the over last week.
Very hesitant today.
Yeah. Welsh is like, yeah, I know it's going to be a bad week when after every game you look at, you groan. So because I'm like,
this is the opposite of last week. Last week, all the good games are late. This week, all the good games are early.
That's true, which is why I'm glad the Steelers are playing in the afternoon and get to watch that red zone early. Give me Detroit. I'm going to take the over. So over in this game. The bar is just set too low for me, 41.5. That's an easy one to get over on, so I'm going to go with the over.
I can't wait until next week when it's under, when it was so easy to get over.
We'll see. I'm not good at getting over anything at this point. David Montgomery, total yards. I set him at 85. He's gotten a ton of carries recently, but we know they've been fluctuating this offense a ton. It's very strange. How do you see David Montgomery playing out for this week?
Yeah, it's a tricky one because 2 weeks ago he had all the yardage and all the touches. This last week he was touchdown dependent. In this game where you can run on Detroit, I'll take the over in this one. You'd have to imagine they want to make Montgomery the focal point with the way Trubisky's playing. So, yeah, over.
I had a difficult time coming up for a number with this, but I don't know who is going to be running the ball effectively in Detroit, if anybody. McKissick has played better than Ty Johnson. I was excited about Ty Johnson, but he has completely let me down. This could be, you know, as they say in the office, Mr. Outside Hire at this point. They could get somebody different coming in here fairly soon. But I put J.D. McKissick touches at 11 because he seems more like a Dexter McCluster type of guy, a DeAnthony Thomas type of a guy to me, Percy Harvin.
My goodness, you're just plucking names out of thin air. This is amazing.
That type of a guy where, yeah, he can break one off, you know what I mean? But you're not giving him more than 10 touches in many games. So I put his touches at 11 for this game. How do you see him playing out?
Yeah, I'm with you because he's their pass catching back, and Ty Johnson hasn't done much in the running game. I'll take the over. This is just has that feel like you're talking about. There's that he's going to get the gadget plays and just those touches in the space to see what he can do.
Now, Matt Stafford pass yards. This is a difficult one too because the Bears defense can clamp down, but we've seen them give up yards as well. So I put it at 270 because they don't have much of a semblance of a running game. So if they're going to win, he needs to do the majority of the damage. So 270 for Matt Stafford.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I'll go over. If they're going to win the game like I think they're going to, it's going to have to be because of that, because they're not covering, they're winning. That's what's happening.
Now, normally this game would be boring to cover, but you're here with us talking about it.
You're welcome.
It's the Miami Dolphins at the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are 10.5 point favorites. Brissett still a little bit up in the air. Seems like he should play, but it might be Hoyer the Destroyer. And 44 is the over in this game. How do you see this one going?
This is going to be a very entertaining game is the way I think I could say it. But I'm going to go Miami and the over. The points, there's too many points to give Fitzmagic in the back door. But the points will be there because they're going to throw it up and down. The Dolphins won't be able to stop the Colts. And Fitz will get his as well.
Now, I've got Kalen Ballage at 80 yards here. What do you think of that?
Under.
Under 80.
Yes, I know there's a guy that you know very well, played at Washington last year.
Miles Gaskin, that's right. Absolutely, yes. Correct.
He's so, their pass catching back. It's going to happen, folks.
You know who else I like? I like Patrick Laird. So, in fact,
we're going real deep.
Well, last year I went to the Cheez-It Bowl to see Patrick Laird play. It was Cal versus TCU. It turned out to be maybe the worst game in bowl history. There were 9 interceptions in the game. It was 10-10 in overtime. 10-7 win in overtime for TCU in that game. It was ugly. I went to go see Patrick Laird play. He played about a quarter and a half, got hurt, and then left. I think he had 3 or 4 touches. So extremely disappointed. But he's been on your roster. He looked good in the preseason. Did you watch him at all?
Yeah, a little bit. They're going to have to use everybody they can because I just don't believe in Kalen Ballage. I know many people do, but I just don't believe in him. So I'll have to see how it plays out.
Marlon Mack rush yards, 90 against your Dolphins. Can he get there?
He should, yes. I'll take the over.
Over on that one. And then Devontae Parker receiving yards. It seems like he's the last one left. I like Jakeem Grant a lot too, but I put him at 70.
I'm going to go over. I think it's the Parker-Gesicki show in the receiving corps.
I'm going to go. I didn't pick this game. I'm going to take Miami too. I think 10 points is too many. And, I'm going to go with the over. So I think if Miami is going to break that. They're going to score a little bit, so a little bit higher scoring than we would anticipate for the Dolphins. And Fitzpatrick has looked good, so even I have to admit that. What about the Rams at the Steelers? The Rams, 3.5-point favorites on the road in Pittsburgh. 44 is the over here. How do you see it playing out?
This is one of those tough ones. We know how bad Pittsburgh is. We also know the Rams are on the road. This is like a rock and a hard place. I'm going to go Rams off the bye week in Pittsburgh, covering and the over.
Rams and the over. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to take the Rams and the over too. You know what? No, I'm going to take the Rams and the under.
That was a tough one. Over-under was tough there.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under. I still think the Rams cover because, like we talked about it earlier, the Steelers are not letting Mason Rudolph uncork the ball. And they're not letting him throw the ball downfield. Juju has been a waste pick this year because Ben got hurt. And look, you know, people are going to take that into next year. I think Juju's going to be a fantastic buy for next season because he should be, you know, he should be sitting there very, very cheaply, and Roethlisberger will come back and he'll actually throw the ball downfield, and people will say, well, no AB, it just doesn't work counting on Juju. So I'm going to go early in on Juju next year, but this year you just can't trust him. So I put Mason Rudolph's passing yards here at 240. Fairly low, but for him, kind of high.
I was going to say, it is fairly low for a normal quarterback. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under still on this one. I think it's, unless he just dumps it off and Connor and Samuels go crazy, I'm going to go under.
Todd Gurley rush yards, I put it 75.
Under. I'm not a Todd Gurley guy. I understand all the arguments. I'm under.
I still think he can score a couple touchdowns, but I'd probably go under on the yardage too because he just doesn't look as effective as he was last year. Now, we've seen Chris Hogan and Julian Edelman and every other white wide receiver torch the Steelers. So I'm going to go Cooper Kupp catches at 8 for the Rams this week. We know that Cooks is out. Josh Ferguson is going to get involved here. Robert Woods is fairly good too. So there's a lot of options, but I think Cooper Kupp does the most damage here.
Yeah, give me the over in this one. We know that you're going to cover him with a linebacker because he's playing out of the slot, so he'll have a field day there.
Minnesota at Dallas. Dallas by 3. 47.5 is the over. How do you see this one going?
This is a very, very good Sunday night football game in Big D. I will take Dallas and the over in this one.
Dallas and the over. I'm going to go with Dallas.
Do not do it.
I'll go Dallas in the over too. I think it should be a higher scoring game. Yeah. What about Zeke rushing yards? 100 against Minnesota. Minnesota's tough defense.
Tough defense. I'm going to go under in that one. I think it's a passing game.
Dalvin Cook total yards 115.
I think they go over there. They get back on track after getting embarrassed and not utilizing him enough in Kansas City.
And Amari Cooper receiving yards.
He's got a banged up knee. Going to be a game time decision. I'm going to go with the under in this one. It's the Michael Gallup show on Sunday night.
The Michael Gallup show. I've been waiting for that show to start up. Real quick, before we go into the third hour, let's do the Monday night game so we can talk about DFS lineups after the break here. Niners by 6, 47 is the over.
Give me Seattle and the over in this one.
Seattle and the over. Josh Gordon catches. I'm going to put it at 3, getting his under. First playing. Under? You think none?
None, yes.
Chris Carson rush yards 60 against the Niners defense. Number one against the run.
Over.
Oh, far over?
No, probably.
You're like picking 80. The over in this game.
85 yards.
Coleman versus Breida PPR points. Who's better?
Coleman.
I would also go Coleman. I would go over on that. I'm going to take Seattle with the points, but I'm going to take the under on the game, I think. So Seattle and the under for me. I still think that San Francisco wins outright, but I think this is like a 23-20 game, somewhere in that frame. And I'm curious to see Nick Bosa up against Russell Wilson. How many times does he get to him?
Ooh, but that'll be fun.
We got to hit a break. We will be right back after this break for the final hour of In This League on FNTSY. Stick with us.
wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.